And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Jeff Budd and Michelle Kennedy, here to talk about the Greater Sitka Arts Council's Wearable Art Show and the deadline to sign up is fast approaching. Is that not correct?
It's correct. It's February 29th, and officially this year it's going to be the Alaska Airlines Wearable Art Show, produced or brought to you by the Greater Sitka Arts Council.
Okay,
so we've kind of gone a little bit corporate on it.
Well, how do you apply?
How do you apply? You can go to www.thinkart.thinksitka.com, and you can find the application there. You can email me at jbudd3500@yahoo, and I will email you one. And you can call me at 747-4821 and tell me this information. I'll email you one as well. So it's due the 29th. It's not too onerous, an application. You have 75 words or less to describe your piece, 2 minutes on the runway, need to know your music, your model, the artist, et cetera.
And Michelle, you have already applied, I take it.
Well, actually, I haven't sent it to Jeff yet. It's been an internet issue, but he'll get it quickly.
And you are definitely going to be in it again this year. You've been in almost all of them, haven't you?
I've been in six of them, and twice I've been a spectator, which was just as exciting.
And you were in the first.
I was in the first wearing an outfit. It was a harem outfit I made out of styrofoam packing material. Yeah.
What were all the little blue things?
Oh, right on. At the time, I was a public health nurse, and I used immunization caps decorate it.
Mm-hmm. It was good, and the music were good, and you were a good dancer, too.
Even with that stiff styrofoam, I was, able to move it.
So for a listener who may not be familiar with wearable arts, Michelle, would you mind describing what that is?
Well, it's different to everybody. To me, it's using things that you probably wouldn't wear normally. And to other people, it's making beautiful garments. Julian
Naylor,
right, made this reversible jacket that was outstanding. And in her mind, wearable art was something that you could actually continue to wear. Whereas my stuff has been made out of things like saran wrap and styrofoam and Curlix bandages and Tyvek and beer caps and stuff like that.
Well, I understand that neither of you would like to divulge any information about the creations that you're putting together for this year's show. But I'm wondering if maybe you can share with us some of the outfits you've made in the past and maybe what your process is.
Well, I actually have a book with models in it. It's just bodies, figures. And I something comes, it's like a light bulb, ding. And then I draw it on these models. And that way I can, change it, fix it. And when I have a model, and usually my daughter has modeled for me, and last year I was really fortunate to have Mariah Warren model for me. I draw the picture and I say, okay, look at this. What do you think? And then they're like, oh, and they get kind of excited. And we do a little revamping here and there. And I have a mannequin and I just fit it to the mannequin, which has their measurements, and then it's theirs.
So you gave that to her?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's very interesting. Everyone has a different approach to how they go about it. And Jeff, not everyone has models. Some people model their creations themselves, right?
Right. So, I don't make the things I model, but I contract with other people to do it. And so, this is our eighth year, like Michelle said. And so, every year has had a number. And so, this is our eighth year. So, it's 8 stars in Alaska. And I already know that next year will be dressed to the nines. And so sometimes, and you don't have to use a theme at all. You can do whatever you like. It's family oriented, so keep it family oriented, and the music as well. So this year, my piece, I kind of got inspired from the theme, which last year the theme was Seven Seas, Clean Seas, and I kind of extrapolated that somebody made me a toilet, and so I wore a toilet, and I kind of got some strange looks with handing out Tootsie Rolls. I'm not sure why. But the idea was a clean seeds, and we have to, anyhow, you could go from there with it.
So are you dropping a little hint that about your creation, that at least it's going to be inspired by the theme this year?
Sure, that's a good hint.
Michelle, what about you?
Well, I kind of think out of the box a little bit. So the year it was the five senses, Margot modeled for me at that time, and her piece was called Disco Eyes. So, you know, she looked like a disco dancer, basically, and she had mirrors in her gloves so that when she held them out to the audience, they were looking back at her. So that was how that works. And then last year with the Clean Seas, Seven Seas, I had, it was kind of like an octopus outfit. Yeah.
Which relates to seas.
Yes,
yes. So perhaps your outfit will relate somehow to the eight stars.
Well, it's sort of a vortex.
All right. Ooh, that's a tantalizing hint. Very tantalizing hint. Well, so eight shows. This is going to be the eighth show. Michelle, you've been in almost all of them. I bet both of you have seen some pretty amazing things walk down that runway.
Oh, absolutely. Emmy Fish, who is a high school student, is outstanding. And this girl's going to go places with her designs. She just does some amazing work. The detail is, there's not words to describe how awesome they are. They're just every one of them. And they're kind of warrior-like and kind of remind me, don't you think, like Asian taste? Yeah. Yep. But she's so...
It's meticulous.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And then Bill Foster has been in every one of them, and he is so much fun to watch. But I think one of my favorites was the time you and Laura were a boat.
Oh, the pirate ship. That was fun.
Yep. And they came down, it was like a boat, and then it broke apart. And it was like, wow, look at that. It was just designer. It was great.
Yeah, that was Laura's work. So she does a lot. She will do stuff. And Mrs. Vastola has done a lot of stuff for me as well. So I don't have, sometimes I can have an idea, but there's no way to bring it to fruition.
Right. Is there room in the show for newcomers?
Always.
100%. Are you kidding? Yes.
Always, yeah. You know, Karen Kraft does some very awesome things. And her first year, she started doing it with coffee filters. And last year, she had all these doilies that I think her mother-in-law made. And to honor her, she had six outfits, I think, that modeled these doilies in different ways. And it was beautiful. It was really great. And the very first one, though, was at the Xitgakuan. And that was fun. And I remember, I think it was Penny Lehman made a dress out of ties. It was a gown. It was great. Yeah. And what was the dress that was made out of those orange gloves?
Oh, Ryan Kaufman's Glovely. It was like the blue and orange fishing gloves that he made. That was really good. And it, and the thing is, we have a reception now afterwards because you couldn't see where the halibut hooks were that helped keep the piece together until you got really right on top of it. So there'll be a reception after both shows, too.
So people will walk down the runway, model these outfits, but then you can get up close with them as well.
Well, we're going to do it at the Performing Arts Center, so it'll be a little bit different, but I think people will be able to see pretty good.
Okay. Describe what the show is going to be like a little bit.
It's going to be, well, we don't know yet because we're waiting for the applications to come in, but typically it's going to be from toddlers to, I'm not going to say how old Bill Foster is, 100 and something like that. You don't think he's that old?
No.
Oh, well, maybe a little bit younger than that.
He'll have to call in.
Yeah, he'll call in. It's going to be you can't believe it because your imagination can't go where people like Michelle's imagination goes and the different things. And generally there's some humor to it and the music's great. And the pieces are only on for a couple minutes and it goes pretty quick. And it's little kids like it and old people like it. We've never heard any complaints. It's just always different and fun.
Here's a fun example. There was a young gal, she might have been junior high, who had on a dog food bag.
Oh, yeah. Like.
And her music was Who Let the Dogs Out? And she was so animated. It was great.
Yeah,
it was just very great.
Good.
And you know, the audience is amazing because they love it all. And this really started in Ketchikan here in Southeast, right?
That's what we believe.
Yeah.
You know, New Zealand says they're the home of it, but Ketchikan's been doing it 28 years, and they've only been doing it 26. So it's the original one in Ketchikan.
Yep, and then Juneau.
Has it, and then I think Petersburg used to, and Haines does one for the fair, and Anchorage has one, and Port Townsend, and I don't know if I'm pointing the right direction.
And I think Sitka started after Ketchikan, right?
Yes.
So maybe the second in the state to start doing this?
No, Juneau's older.
Juneau's older.
And even Petersburg's might be older, too.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And I'm not sure how old Haines is. And Anchorage's probably been doing
it
for a while.
So this is a venerable state institution here that people can become a part of. And intimidation, I assume, could be a challenge for someone who's new.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think so. People are really welcoming, and if you have questions, we'll help. And here comes Ms. Fraley.
Okay.
The only thing I want to say real quick, if I can, is with Alaska Airlines sponsoring us, the evening show, everybody that buys a ticket will be entered to draw a drawing for two tickets anywhere Alaska goes, no blackout dates. Go to Costa Rica, go to Petersburg, and here's Alex.
Okay, really quickly, because we're just about out of time. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
You're going to be in the show this year?
Yes, I am.
Okay, will you divulge anything about your outfit, like color?
Yeah. She's going to be a villainess.
Oh, okay. So a villainess.
Ooh.
That's really great. And what would, do you have one message for someone who's a newbie and considering applying, you know, well, it's not really an application process. You just have to let folks know that you're going to be in it.
Yeah.
What would be one, you know, some encouraging thought you'd have for someone who's considering doing this?
Don't wait.
Don't wait. Why is that?
I'm a procrastinator, and I waited last year until the very last minute, and I was like hot gluing as I went to the show. It was really, really stressful. Don't wait.
Do it, and don't wait.
And don't wait.
Okay. So again, the deadline to apply for the Wearable Art Show is February 29th, and that's so that the organizers can start constructing the show, framing the show, understanding who's going to be in it. And then the show itself is on March 26th.
Oh, Jeff said, and he also sent this in an email, there can be an extension on that deadline, but you got to let him know.
Okay, and what's the number people can call?
747-4821.
747-4821 to apply or to request an extension. Thank you, everyone, for coming in this morning. We've been speaking about the upcoming Wearable Arts Show, the deadline to let the Greater Sitka Arts Council know that you're going to be in it is February 29th. The show itself is March 26th. Jeff Budd, Michelle Kennedy, and Alex Fraley have been in.